Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Pommers Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. Today's episode is about a German New Year's Eve tradition. It's a small, actually English film, a play that people watch on TV on New Year's Eve. Many, many people watch it every year, time and again, the same thing. It's an old piece of film that was discovered by a German person and brought to Germany. And we believe that this is also a tradition in England, but as it turns out, this might not be the case. So listen on to hear more about this. A 90-year-old lady, a butler, a handful of invisible guests, and a tiger. The perfect ingredients for a very British New Year's tradition, or so we Germans think. Picture a German chatting with a Brit towards the end of the year. At some point, the former is bound to mention the words dinner for one, excited expectation oozing from her eyes. In view of the other person's quizzical face, as his sole association with dinner for one is very literally convenience food, cues such as Mr. Winterbottom, Mulligatawny soup, or skål, accompanied by a clicking of heels, will be exclaimed in increasing desperation. Alas, to the poor German's utter disbelief, she will have to come to terms with the fact that the majority of natives from the island, as Great Britain is occasionally referred to around here, are entirely unfamiliar with the sanctum of almost every German person's New Year's Eve. The above-mentioned short English theatre play, adapted for television and broadcast, unlike most other foreign language audiovisual material, in the original language, next to hourly on most public German TV channels on the 31st of December every year. Dinner for One is an approximately 20-minute sketch written by English comedian Laurie Wiley, which premiered on London stages in 1948. The German version of the play, including a German introduction to explain the goings-on, was performed by English actors Freddie Frinton and Mae Warden at a recording studio in Germany and produced by the German public broadcaster NDR. It first aired in 1963 and soon became a classic, by now apparently also in various other countries, including Australia. So, dear non-Germans, if you haven't seen it, check it out on German telly next Wednesday. Or, if your German is pretty unshakable, try the just-too-delightful Hessian version. The same procedure next week. We're wrapping up the year with a rather contemplative question. Happy New Year, everyone. The Pommers Buddha says, I'll do my very best. That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.